broadcasting live from our Fort Recovery Radio studios located in downtown historic Fort Recovery. You're listening to Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, which is powered by Wayne Street Market in historic Fort Recovery. Without further ado, here's your host and co-hosts, Mr. Bob Stogler and Mr. Harold Feely on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
And we're on. Welcome to Sports Talk, Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. Sports Talk with Harold Feely.
On time.
On time and with no insight. We're awesome.
We're perfect.
And we are in basketball season, folks, and
yes,
Indians.
Sir.
Indians got it underway, and we actually got our Hastings hotline.
Hotline's banging.
I like it.
You got that one, Spencer?
Yep.
I think we got somebody calling in here.
Good evening. You are on Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee.
Coach Bayshore?
How's it going?
Good,
hey,
buddy.
Coach.
How are you?
Not bad.
Not bad?
Not bad.
Pretty good start there, huh? Saturday night?
Can't complain. Played really well.
Sure did.
Coach, you yeah, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think that's some growth in our boys. You know, that might have been a game last year where we might have messed around and only maybe won by 10 or 15.
Yeah,
and I thought that we had 10 kids competing the whole time and that they were out there and, you know, really put one on somebody.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Indians win at 67-24 over Duffus Jefferson. And you talk about that, Coach, and they know we outscored in the fourth quarter 23-2. And when you look at that, you're looking at, you played your starters about 3 minutes that fourth quarter. And the rest of it was, you know, your bench, and it was impressive how hard they worked and defensively. And you got to like that. That's a whole team effort.
Yeah, when we've played well at our scrimmages, it's 10 guys out there trying to compete for time. You know, we talked about before we went out there that night that it's not a scrimmage anymore, so there's not guaranteed minutes for anybody. And I think the kids really bought into that Saturday night. And we tried to rotate the post, you know. I think that's one of our strong suits, to be able to rotate our four bigs so they can always be fresh. And I thought we got a lot of good minutes out of all four. I mean, Blaine Toby was a machine on cleaning up loose balls.
He did a great job, yeah.
It was a big effort out of the senior right there.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You know, he's had that trait since he brought him up last year. Blaine gets the ball. He just figures it out, don't he?
Yeah, he always seems to be in the right spot. It doesn't matter if things aren't always going well. He's still playing as hard as he can all the time. And, you know, he's a real asset for us.
You know, Petey probably could have had 40 or scored at will, and he kind of did. He had 25. We talk about PD all the time, and let's talk a little bit about Grant Konapke, Coach. Your guard, you know, he plays two guard. He handles the ball a lot. He was just solid Friday night or Saturday night, wasn't he?
Yeah, you know, early on, his shot wasn't falling, but he made some right on the blank and ran down a couple of loose balls and made some good passes to beat some other guys. You know, he did a lot of things that didn't necessarily show up in the book. But, you know, early on, he was making some hustle plays that really got us going. You know, Derek Jeudy was crashing the offensive glass, and, you know, and Clay Schmitz plays well all the time. And, you know, he's a force inside that, you know, he can step inside, he can go outside. He's got that little pump fake move where he gets you in the air and score around you. So, like I said, you know, I was really impressed. You know, we didn't have the best showing in our scrimmages, but to come out there and play kind of a complete game and to hold somebody, I mean, I know they're not going to win state up there at Delphus, but to hold them to 24 points is something you got to be proud of.
That's a great defensive effort. And, you know, you talked about with Grant, you know, in the past a year ago, early in a year ago, you know, he'd have come out and missed a few shots and it would have been, you know, he'd have put his head down and had a hard time, but you're exactly right. You've got him playing hard, and I think he's kind of starting to realize, you know, doing other things is a good thing, and it kind of gets him going.
Well, he's a great player, and, you know, that's an awful lot to ask as a sophomore. You know, that's a big jump last year as a being as a sophomore. So he's a year older. You know, he has goals for himself and for the team as well. And you know, he had a really good scrimmage, so or a really good first game. And he's had a good week of practice to follow that up, and seems to be having a big smile on his face most days of
practice.
So
That's a good
contagious
thing.
I think they kind of bought in this week, you know. It's so hopefully that carries over, you know. It's an attitude where I think that they think, you know, if they can play like that more often than not, we're going to come away with a W. But I was impressed more that we knew going in that they had Delphus that got beat up pretty bad Friday night, and then to not look past them is something we were worried about going in as a staff, and we didn't really have that problem at all. So that just shows growth, I think.
No, you did a great job. Another thing, you know, the people that weren't there, I think you're kind of with the same way you were last year, you know, that up-tempo offense. That's a lot of fun to watch. I mean, as a fan, it's going to be exciting because you got good weapons out there.
Well, like I said, with being able to keep the big guys fresh, and we're running through our basic offense a lot better. We're getting a lot more out of it than we did last year, and we've added more presence to our defense this year. Like, my ultimate goal is to be able to do that for four quarters, you know. So that's kind of why it's important that all 10 of them can be able to contribute and do things well, because we're going to need people to be fresh. And I think the kids like playing that way, you know. I mean, there'll be times where there'll be certain teams we won't be able to do that too. But, you know, I think maybe to hide some of our efficiencies, we play a little helter skelter on defense sometimes. It gets our offense going as well too.
Coach, you know, Leonard's had a hard time sticking in the hole, but man, he's athletic for a big, and he will have some tremendous games for you. I guarantee you that.
Well, you know, like, you know, we talked, Coach Lind and I talked, you know, he might not have been sticking it in early, but, you know, he's really aggressive on the defensive boards. He didn't miss too many defensive rebounds, which is key because it helps us get out and run. He runs the floor well on the break. I mean, he's just put so much effort in the off season, and you can see in his moves are getting him open. It's just a matter of, you know, not every night's going to be a 20-point night, but you're right. He's capable of putting 20 up on a given night. So,
oh, he is. I mean,
he's worked in the off season. That's what, you know, we've talked a lot about how, you know, we were boxing one at the end of the season last year, but the way some of these kids are playing, and we talked about if we keep growing like that, you know, I hope somebody boxing one does one night, because we'll eat them alive with everybody else. So.
You got that right.
I agree with you 100%. So, you know, we're going to talk a little bit here about the upcoming weekend. Let's talk a little bit about your JV team, Coach, and your program as a whole. Impressive first game for them guys. Not only the score wise, but the depth in that class, and I thought they passed the ball tremendous for a JV team I think last year we was 7-15 or something, but I really was impressed with your JV.
Well, you know, Coach O and give Coach Bob a lot of credit, because they both had those kids last year, but they did so many things fundamentally well in that game. Like you said, that, you know, the extra passes, the relocations when they fed the inside to the post, they did a little run and jump kind of on their own a little bit. They were making the right reads on that. But I think it's a group of kids who, as freshmen, they got beat up because they ran into a lot of schools and played a lot of teams last year when they were freshmen. So they've all got experience because Coach O plays everybody. And then give them Regan and Ryan for a couple of quarters, and you got a pretty dangerous team. I mean, Brian Ben's pretty hard to stop inside, and Ian Holman's just been shooting lights out. You know, and Kobe Wendell knocked down a couple of threes. I mean, it's a well-balanced season, right? They do so many things fundamental-wise. There's times during the week where they can run their offense for 2 or 3 minutes on us. They just give a fit until they get the they pass around and they get the open shot.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's a credit to Coach O and what Coach Bob's done with those guys the last year and a half. But it was nice for them to come out and win, too. It's always nice when both your teams can get a big win night.
So Friday night, Coach, we're going to travel to Versailles, a team and opponent that you know a lot about, and a team that lost a lot. And this is a game, first MAC game on the road. But I think this is a perfect opener for us.
It's a good opener for us. You know, a little bit in our heads, you know, kind of a little bit of revenge for us. Because I think, and the kids, I think, would attest to this, you know, they might have been the better team last year, but we didn't really play our best game when we went over there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's a little bit of, at least in my, I know I have a little bit of a bitter taste in my mouth. From there, yeah. I know they probably do too. And mm-hmm. it's a big gym. There'll probably be a decent crowd there because they usually, they bring a lot of people. And, you know, to be able to, you know, you go out your first game on the road in the MAC, it's a winnable game for us. But, you know, I know Coach Swank, we saw them a few times this summer, and I know they lost a lot, but they're going to battle you. You know, we've been preaching to the boys all week. You can't go over there and play bad and think you're going to come out with a victory. It's not a very easy place to play. And like I said, you know, if you're not careful, you know, they get hot one night from the outside. The typical they'll get from the outside. So if we're not ready to go, you know, I mean, I like our champions, don't get me wrong, but it's like, it's one of those things where we've got to come ready to play. We can't look past them, or it might be a long, quiet bus ride home.
Boy, that's going to be kind of a everything every Friday, isn't it? You know, you go out there in the MAC, you better bring your game every time.
The MAC is like that. It's like, you know, and more often than not, it's, you know, you go on the road in the mountains, you can be by anybody. I mean, it's just,
yep,
people are just jacked up to play at home. And if you overlook anybody, you're going to be standing at the wrong end of it. I don't feel that we'll overlook them, you know, just because I think the name itself is going to bring us, you know, enough motivation. You know, we're playing at Versailles, you know, so it's the opening night in the MAC for us. We want to get off to a good start. I don't think we'll pass them, but like I said, they're a very dangerous team. I don't think, you know, just because they don't have any more orange kids left over there. I haven't talked to Kevin to see if they had any more. You know, but I mean, they got the Stallman kick and put the ball in the basket, and they're going to play hard. So yeah, it's just a matter of matching that intensity, but we got off to a good start, and I don't think us looking past anybody right now is anything that we have to be worried about.
That's right. And then on Saturday night, Coach, we go across state line and play our rivals, the Jay County Patriots. Have you had a chance to look at them yet?
I've had my encyclopedia of Coach Hubbard out. I have probably... The book that he's given me on them is bigger than War and Peace, so I don't have a chance to look at it. He dropped some more stuff off for me tonight. He's an absolute fantastic person.
He is.
I have newspaper articles, and I know what the kids had for dinner last night. And so I know what color boxers they'll probably wear Saturday. So, I mean, he's got everything, which is fantastic. I've been focused on Versailles because the MAC moves. Not that Saturday doesn't mean anything, but more worried about Saturday. On Saturday, I've been kind of my Seabiscuit blinders on Friday night because that's so important. My wife tells me I can't come home if I don't win Friday night.
All right, well, pressure's on.
Pressure's on, buddy. That's exactly right. Hey, I appreciate you taking the time to talk to us.
Yes,
let's have a good one Friday night, Coach. Congratulations on a good start.
Yeah, great start. Keep it up.
Hey, no problem. I just want to say one more time, what a tremendous turnout at the line at the races. We look forward to having that again, and the support that we got.
From Boy, what a good time.
There. And, I mean, you guys take home all the trophies.
Yes.
That's
right.
The work that Teresa and Kate and their husbands put in, and along with all the other parents, the parents who worked at the fundraiser. The boys really appreciate it. We already started redoing some of the locker room, and they're excited about that.
Good deal.
The kids were real appreciative of that. And like I said, it was a great turnout. It was nice to see people in the community that for a change, that I don't have to worry about them yelling at me. I'm not doing anything wrong. No. So.
Coach, good job, buddy. Let's get them Friday night.
Yep. Let's have some fun
All
Friday.
Right, guys. I appreciate
Sounds
it.
Sounds good. We're going to take a break. Take Come it. Right back. Sports Talk All with right. Bubba and Fee. Cooper Farms Feed and Animal Division in Fort Recovery, Ohio, is seeking a second shift feed delivery driver, which requires a Class A CDL. My name is Bob Stogler, and I have been at Cooper Farms for 33 years, which has enabled me to develop great friendships along the way and great opportunities. Come join the Cooper team today. Apply online at cooperfarms.com.
Do you have that one room that is too cold in the winter or too hot in the summer? Need to send air or heat to an addition, basement, or garage, but getting it there seems impossible? Introducing Mitsubishi Multi-Zone Systems, your heating and air solution for one room or independent control of every room. Oh, did I mention Mitsubishi H21 systems are ductless and can be installed almost anywhere, even the ceiling? Get a $500 instant savings discount now at Reasoner Energy. Another problem solved by Reasoner Energy. 419-678-4858.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
Here are the sports broadcasts coming up this week on Fort Recovery Radio. Tomorrow, the girls will host Versailles in their first MAC game of the season. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast the JV game and will simulcast WPGW's coverage of the varsity game. On Friday, the boys will travel to Versailles in their first MAC game. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast the JV and varsity games. On Saturday, both the girls and boys will be in action as the girls host the Ottawa Glandorf Titans. Fort Recovery Radio will broadcast the girls' JV game at noon and will simulcast WPGW's coverage for the varsity game. Then on Saturday evening, the boys will go to Jay County and will simulcast WPGW's broadcast for both the JV and varsity games. Lots of basketball this week. Girls host the defending MAC champions, the Versailles Tigers, tomorrow. Boys travel to Versailles on Friday. Saturday, the girls host another tough team with Ottawa Glandorf coming to the Fort Site Fieldhouse. Then the boys go to Jay County to take on the Patriots in their annual border war. Get to these games if you can to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians. Presale tickets for Friday's boys basketball game at Versailles will be sold tomorrow from 7:45 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. in the middle school office, then from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. On Friday, tickets will be available from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the high school office. Presale tickets are only $4 for students and $6 for adults. All tickets at the door for both adults and students will be $7.
I am at 12.
Nope, sorry.
Are we on, Neil?
Yeah, we're back.
A little while ago,
I said 30 seconds, and I started looking
at
stuff.
Forgot. 419-852-9201 if you got any questions for me and Big Fee.
Yep, 419-852-3599. Want to talk to us?
Yeah, we just interviewed Coach Bayshore, talked a little bit about Friday night game, and Fee, I agree with him. I thought it was an impressive opener.
Yeah, great opener for us. I thought we came out with intensity, and the kids, he was, like he mentioned, you know, the kids coming off the bench were pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Really good.
We got some depth there, and we got some skilled kids.
Yeah, actually, I think so, too.
You know, we talked about the JV team, and how pure was Ian Holman shooting the ball for the opener?
Ian was stroking.
His stroke.
He stroked.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, he was on fire.
I think, I don't remember how he ended up, but he was 4 for 5 at one point from 3-point.
I think that's what he ended up.
Yeah.
I think he missed one.
But you know, he and Coach said something about that too. They still make that extra pass, which is, man, that's a big key. Because you get kids like him and Ryan Post and
Kobe
and the Martin Boy and Kobe.
14.
What are these
Nielsen?
Melba Toast?
Oh yeah, it's Melba Toast.
You like these?
Yeah.
Not a big fan. Cruncher.
I just lost my teeth.
Well,
they're hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're toothbreakers.
Jesus, Neil.
You've had those before.
That hard?
Yeah.
Hey, they're another crunchy thing.
Yeah, okay. Now what are you mad at me about?
No. This week, we've been working really hard on our Christmas show.
Yes.
Oh, yep.
And we're pretty sure we got our lineup set. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of great talent coming in here, folks. Father Matt is going to join us for the first hour for sure. Mm-hmm. And I just love when he comes in. Bill's working on some other guests. Jack has been MVP getting everything lined
up.
Jack's
tremendous.
Hopefully by Saturday, Jack, we'll have our Jack's going to write up a thing like he always does and put it on Facebook, and then everybody will share it. And if you see it, share it and get the word out, because our Christmas show is always special, and the people for recovery in the area are special. And we have some really wonderful people that we're going to help out this year. And
absolutely.
And, it's something for you that, you know, we sit here every year and you wish you didn't have anybody.
Exactly. Hopefully we didn't have to raise a dime for anybody because everybody's great, but unfortunately, that's not the way it works. But,
you know, we talk about, you know, is this it for us? We're going to do one more year. We're going to do. You know, it's just for us to go up here one night and raise that kind of money and help people out. It's kind of stupid not to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we still love doing it.
It's fun for us too, I think.
It is.
And it makes you feel good.
And the people for recovery and everybody around, get ready for the announcement on this Saturday, hopefully Saturday or Sunday. Yeah. Looks more like Saturday. We're going to get it all done. And it's a lot of people need help, and we're going to help them the way we can.
We'll do our best, anyway.
And hopefully give them a little bit
of help. Hey, we got new digs this year, too. We got a little more room, so you can come on up and see us, and you want to sing a song
And
with
I think,
us,
is there a back door here, Spencer?
Yes.
So people can actually come in through the back door and stand there and watch the whole show, and we're going to have it on Facebook Live. And and then we got a couple things with Chuck. Chuck's going to be in New Jersey. His plane lands at 5 o'clock in Fort Wayne.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Chuck's a genius. He makes the whole thing work.
I can make it function.
He'll get his function starting out.
Chuck is, you know, he has the magic touch, and he can do everything.
He'll dial us in.
Hopefully we get started with some good entertainment. We got some great entertainment lined up.
It's going to be fun again.
And, of course, we're going to finish it off with tradition, 12 Days of Christmas by the staff. And
yes. Oh, jeez.
And there won't be a dry eye.
No.
There won't be a dry eye in the house.
Yeah, probably because we'll be spilling beer. It won't be dry.
Could be a lot of slobbering on, too.
Yeah, that'll bring a tear to your eye.
Yeah.
I tell you what, that we have absolutely, and I think it's still on. Facebook Live, ain't it?
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah. If you go in our archives and watch the video of the 12 Days of Christmas, year and the second year.
Go on Facebook and videos.
Pretty funny.
It's classic radio.
And I've said it several times, but Christy Reisner expressed it exactly right. This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen, and I can't stop watching.
Yeah, that's right. So that is December the 19th, folks.
19th.
And we're going to have our Christmas show, and hopefully everybody turns up and turns out again supports us the way they do, and God love you, everybody. And we're going to take another break here, Spencey. We're going to come back. We got Coach Brian Patch calling in at the bottom of the hour.
Yep.
We're going to talk Indian basketball, and then at the top of the hour, we're going to talk a little Urban Meyer.
Urban Meyer.
What do you think?
Bummer.
Bummer. We'll be right back. Sports Talk. Bum and Fee.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat-deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Every year, you should review your insurance plans to make sure you have the right protection for your needs. At Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we'll take you inside our fort to make sure you're paying the right price for the right insurance to protect you. For years, we've been doing just that, and it's time for us to help you, too. At Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we've got something for everyone, and we've got something for you, too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Cold outside, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow? Give the experts at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, batteries, tires, and more, so you and your car can survive the winter. Or if it's finally time to trade it in, stop in and see them. If they don't have what you're looking for, they'll find it for you. Get your car ready for winter now, or trade it in. Either way, go to Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
It's going to be a big party next summer, so don't miss your chance to get your tickets now for Win on the Wabash next August 23rd and 24th. $240,000 worth of prizes, including cash, ATVs, golf carts, firearms, a hot tub, and a whole lot more. There will also be live music from Erastus and Salt Creek. Tickets for this big two-day party are $100, and there will only be 3,000 tickets sold. Get your tickets and mark your calendars for Friday and Saturday nights, August 23rd and 24th. There will be 95 valuable prizes given away with a winner drawn every 5 minutes. 25 cash prize of at least $1,000 on up to the grand prize of $25,000 cash. Purchase your tickets online at wowraffle.com and many Fort Cover businesses, as well as businesses in St. Henry, Coldwater, Fort Laramie, Brazales, and Lima. A complete list of ticket vendors is available online at wowraffle.com. Don't wait. Get your tickets today before they're all gone for Win on the Wabash. 95 big prizes, lots of cash, a big party, live entertainment, and free weekend camping. Get tickets and details at wowraffle.com and find us on Facebook and Twitter to check out our early bird giveaways. Don't miss out on the biggest party this area has ever seen. Friday and Saturday, August 23rd and 24th, 2019. Win on the Wabash. Get your tickets now.
Hey, we're back. That was Mr. Cole Wendell, our president of the Athletic Boosters, I believe, talking about winning on the Wabash, giving away $240,000 worth of prizes. I tell you what, this is going to be a big one, Bobby. This could be a lot of fun.
I agree with you, Bob.
I think there's 25,000 or no, 25 cash prizes, and top prize is 25,000.
25 G's. Woo. That's big.
There's a 10 and huge. A 5 and a bunch I'd of other that. Stuff. Yeah.
Oh, what do you got? You got something you want to talk about on there?
Actually, it's a big weekend. You know, I think they got they're going to have bands on Friday and Saturday. They got Erastus going to be down there on Friday night at down at the Wabash. And I tell you what, Ambassador, it's going to be a blast. The gates open on Saturday. It looked like about 11 o'clock. It's going to go from noon to 7 every 5 minutes, giving away something.
It's awesome.
How cool is that? That's going to keep you pretty entertained. And
yeah, and the smallest something is a fairly pricey firearm.
I'm going to win a
gun. That's the...
Yeah.
Yeah, then you can learn to shoot.
No, I'm not going to shoot a gun.
Okay, then you can learn not to shoot.
I always remember back in the old MASH episode.
Yeah, I won't. Yeah,
Potter told yeah. MASH or...
Alan Alda.
Yeah, he said, Hawkeye, you got to fire that gun. I demand you to fire that gun.
Yeah.
You're fired.
You're fired, gun.
It's kind of funny. Old TV. Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was classic.
We're back here at Sports Talk and 827 in studio feed.
Yes, sir.
And our next caller is going to be Coach Brian Patch of the Lady Indians. And the Lady Indians start out 1-1, and we're going to get his thoughts on the early season. And he's missing his point guard, which hurts him.
Yeah, and that showed up a little bit there, I think, on Thursday.
We win that game Thursday.
Absolutely. Oh, I think so, too.
But that's all right, because in the long run...
It's going to make other people better. Yeah. Like Brenna Holman, a little tougher, and she gets a little piece of the old varsity action. That's kind of good for her.
I agree, and we'll see how Coach Patch, what he's got to say about it. And they're going to have their handful tomorrow night against a really good Brazil team.
That's a good team, yep. That's a good team.
And then we got a break from a tough competition. We only got OG coming in here Saturday.
OG.
So remind me to ask Coach Patch when he made this schedule out, was he drinking?
Completely
was he
lunatic.
Mad at his wife?
Was yeah.
Something crazy. Was going on.
Crazy. Tough schedule.
This is a tough schedule. Let me check that message, boys. That's big.
We got one.
He wants to know if we're calling him. What's the number, Neil?
Our number.
Yeah. 419.
That's right. Yeah, it's our Hastings hotline.
516 on the Hastings hotline.
07-0702.
He's such a moron. He should have that.
I don't think he's a moron. I'm pretty sure that's not true.
Mm? Patch?
Mm? Pretty sure.
You don't think he's a moron?
No, I'm pretty sure he is not.
He about ass.
Okay.
I do kind of like the moron.
Oh, there's a hot
there
line.
We go.
He's coming in hot.
That's loud.
That was a hot yep. hotline.
Hi, yeah. Coach Patch.
How you know it's Coach Patch?
Yes, sir.
Oh, because it said so on the caller ID.
Oh, dude, there we go.
I made that up, too.
That's Brian nice. Patch?
Yes, sir.
Hi, Coach.
Hey, Pete.
You're online. You're on radio with Bob Stogler and Harold Feely.
How we doing?
Doing great. How
pretty
are
good,
you?
Buddy?
Great. By the way, Bubba, you said you were going to call me on your text.
I did?
Yeah, you saw. I'll text you, and then.
I meant to say I'll text you to call when I kind of screwed that up. I'm gonna take full blame for that.
He blew up, didn't he?
All you're doing is sitting in your lazy boy watching basketball or grading papers.
I'm actually watching film.
Are you?
Yep.
Yep.
You better watch a lot of it because whoever made this schedule up for you.
Brutal.
What? I don't get it. Who we got next week?
Pickerington.
Connecticut?
I don't know. I haven't worried about next week. I'm worried about this week.
Right. Get one to down.
Coach, we started out last week against a Crestview team that was pretty sound. They had really good guard play. We really couldn't probably played much worse that first half. But the second half, we showed Fort Recovery basketball. We come back and got the lead against them.
Yeah.
And only they hit a couple shots. We had a couple key turnovers. But disappointed in the loss. But what do you think?
Well, disappointed in our effort, I think, in the first half. And I think, talking with the girls at halftime and at the end of the game, you know, I think a lot of that had to do with nerves. Have a lot of young kids out there with some, first varsity minutes. And they were worried about, I think, everything but the game to start off, with Brenna getting her first varsity start, Paige getting her first varsity minutes. And I think, those guys were kind of worried, thinking about everything else. A lot was going on in their head. Mm-hmm. And then some of our other kids, anytime you play your first game, it's competitive like that, especially at home. I think sometimes it's easier to play your first game on the road. I thought we had a great crowd there. And, I think it just kind of got to our kids a little bit and started out slow, made some adjustments with them, mainly just getting ready to play at halftime. And, I think we were down 15 at one point and battled back and
made a great comeback. The lead,
in a fourth quarter there and just couldn't finish. I just said we had a couple of key turnovers at 10, but that stuff I thought cleaned up and did a lot better job on Saturday. So
it's funny, Coach, when you look at the first game and you look at Val and Liv and both these kids, we got some high expectations on them, and what we keep forgetting is they're still pups when it comes to this level. And we look at Liv on Thursday night, who struggled. And then the other on Saturday night, it's a polar opposite. Liv, she played a great game, and then Val mm-hmm. couldn't throw it in the hole. We're going to see these two develop as the season goes on. And it's going to be fun to watch these young kids develop because, just to see it. And I just know how this thing's going to turn. And I really do think the sky's the limit for this young group.
I agree. Thursday night, Crestview did a real nice job not having a lot of size, so they really packed it in, inside, watching film. Basically they had someone in front and behind Liv a lot inside. And then tried to take her away, talking with Coach Gregory afterwards. That was one of the things. He watched some film when we saw some zone and entered some of our scrimmages, and Liv and Val just killed them inside on high-low stuff. And, that was obviously a game plan of ours when we saw, two, three zone. That's one of our strengths, is to be able to attack it with those two inside. And they did a real nice job of basically daring us to shoot the ball in the high post and shoot the ball from the outside. And, they weren't going to let us, beat them down low. And they took that away from us. So, we had talked to our kids about, some of the adjustments we have to make against that the next time we see it. We saw a little bit of it on Saturday, and I thought our kids did a lot better job of being able to make those adjustments and getting better looks for us. But, we talk about our young team, but, even though we have Val and Liv and Brooke and, Kiara, who hopefully hadn't played for us yet, but, those kids have had a lot of minutes for us last year, but it's in a different role this year, though.
Sure.
Grace and Kai and Carly could go get us points. And, Val, as I told her, you got the third or fourth, best defender on you last year. Now she's getting the best defender on her. Mm-hmm. And, she's played a lot of minutes. And, I think it was our second leading scorer. It's still in a different position and a role for her. And so, for us, it's a learning process. Every game we go out there, it's going to be a different a thing we have to learn and adjust to. And hopefully we just continue to make progress as we go through the season.
Sure. How about, I'll tell you what, it was a big move there. I mean, when we got down, like you talked about, we got down maybe like 15 points. I think you really kind of turned the heat up and started pressing them a little bit. And I mean, that's got to be a little nervy because their strength is their guards, but man, they kind of got a little nervous and right then we did a great job. I thought that was a nice adjustment on your part.
Well, that's how we want to play. And yep. You'll see that, when Kara gets back, but you know, as coaches, we kind of said, you know, we didn't know how long we could play that way with being down one of our main kids.
Sure.
Who is really good at pressing like that. And we didn't want to get in foul trouble early on. We didn't want to, you know, I guess get us kind of tired and wore out early on.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just kind of, you know, how long do we wait to do that? And we kind of did the same thing on Saturday at Walpock as well. And, you know, kind of got down early. I think it was 9-2 to start that game. And then it was like, okay, we're not going to wait the second half this time. Let's just go. And
go get them.
You know, I think, you know, like I said, that's the style we want to play, and that's how our kids are best at playing. You know, if we had Kara in the beginning, we would have done it all game, you know, both mm-hmm. games. I think it would have made a bigger difference in both those games. But, you know, it was just one of those things that, you know, I think that's best for our team right now. And, you know, it's hard to play against some defenders like that, like we have out there in that style and that phase.
Mm-hmm. How's Key doing?
She's practiced the last 2 days. So good. She looks really good. So
good.
She feels fine. And, you know, now it's just getting back and playing. And it was more, not really so much a sprained ankle as it was a strained muscle. And so, you know, I kind of slowed her down. She was out about 2 weeks now. And so hopefully it's held up enough that she can be able to go. So not have to worry about it anymore, not give any thought, you know, not worry about, okay, if I cut or if I move, it's something's going to happen. And
yeah,
just block it out and just go play. So.
Coach, tomorrow we got a very good Versailles team coming in here. They got everything. They got good guard play. They're big. They got a great coach, and we're going to have our hands full. And talk a little bit about that opponent.
Well, unfortunately, I went over and watched them play the other day, and they were up by 40 at one point. So,
nice.
But, you know, like I said, they lost a lot. You know, they were at state last year. Actually had a chance to win it. Didn't play, you know, a couple of their seniors last year didn't play very well in the final game. And actually had a chance to beat Afrocentric in the finals. And they return a lot of those kids. The Ordean girl, the Winter girl, both started for them last year. The McLeodowney girl came off the bench, and the Conk girl, both are juniors. So they have some, three of their five kids that started juniors as well, played a lot of minutes for them last year. And then, you know, they really only lost two starters, and then they brought back a couple of their other kids that have played some minutes. It'll be one of the teams that we'll face all year that will be outside. Then, they have a couple 6'2 kids, a 6'3 kid. And so, they'll kind of come in waves a little bit with size. And then they have really good guard play as well. And as you said, they're well coached. So, I mean, it's definitely going to be a challenge. Very physical, typical MAC game. And so,
mm-hmm.
I mean, as we told our kids this week, you know, this is going to be one of our biggest weeks that we've had in the season. You know, I know looking ahead, you know, now that we tell them that, but, you know, we got Minster and Liberty Benton in back, you know, back-to-back games later on to start the calendar year off as well. But, you know, this is obviously a big week for us when you got two teams that made it to state last year and returned a core of those kids. And, you know, it's a challenge we're looking forward to. And, you know, we got to come ready to play, obviously. So.
Yep. Yeah, I'd say the two bigs they got down there, that'll be a great test for Liv and Val tomorrow. That'll be a lot of fun to watch them go at it.
Sure will.
So we got Key back, so we're going to be pretty healthy coming into this one. And then when you see a team like Versailles, and it's kind of tough to put up. I mean, you want to emphasize. This is a big, big weekend, but also you just want to, it's one of the deals where we just got to keep them in better. Is that right, Coach?
Absolutely. I mean, we talk about every game being big. You know, the game that you're playing at that time is the biggest game that's on our schedule at that point. You know, we don't really go through and talk about, you know, like say our opponents in advance. You know, obviously I am with you guys here on the phone, but, you know, with the kids, it's all, and talking about what Versailles is doing, what we need to do to them, and talking about game plan and so on. And and the big thing is not so much about Versailles, but it's what we want to do. It's the process of, okay, what's our game plan for this? Making sure we focus on what we need to do in this. Depending on what offense or defense they run, this is what we have to do. And so we're really process focused and based on how we conduct our practice and how we talk to the kids about our goals and what we want to accomplish. And so, for us, it's about getting better. Obviously we want to go out and compete and have a chance to win, but right now our whole thing is we just got to improve. I mean, obviously we have a lot to
one game at a time.
A lot to get better. Yeah. And it's just the whole thing of getting better. And this is the game that is in front of us right now. And we'll focus on ourselves. And then come Thursday night, we'll worry about OG then at that point.
So, there you go. How about the junior high boys? Did they open up yesterday?
Yeah, we went over and watched. I had a chance to watch Daniel because this would be probably one of the few games I had a chance to watch them play. Yeah. And so that was fun to get over and watch him play, and they played pretty well. He played pretty well, and unfortunately, they lost in the last minute and a half or 2 minutes of the game. So,
Where was we at? New Bremen?
Yeah, New Bremen.
How about now? Daniel is an eighth grader, right?
Correct.
And how did seventh grade boys do? We didn't get anything from them.
Seventh grade, when I was there, they were getting beat pretty good. I think they were down almost 20, and they came back and cut it back in the fourth quarter. I think lost by 10 or 11.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And eighth grade got beat by?
I think they got beat by 5.
The Bremen's got some pretty good kids coming through there right now, don't they?
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's called bad thing maybe for us, but at that eighth grade level, there's really no bad team in the MAC. The only one that's really bad is Knoxville, and they don't really have a lot of kids. I think they only have like 3 or 4 kids in the eighth grade that usually been bringing kids down or up to play with them. But otherwise, every grade in that level for them is competitive as all get out.
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, it's literally a coin flip in a game you go to on who's going to win or lose. It's just who executes the best. So.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of fun for them, though. It's nice when you have competitive teams like that.
Yeah, every game is going to be an absolute battle for those kids.
That's right. Coach, I let you get back to watching your tape. I appreciate you last minute, me shooting you an incorrect text as normal.
Screwing everything up.
Hey, let's go get him tomorrow night, buddy.
Yeah, let's get a big win.
Yeah, by the way, it's fun that you guys are continuing to doing the Christmas thing, too, because that's a lot of fun.
It is.
For the community, and I know our family really enjoys you guys doing that.
Yep. We like seeing the patches come in. That's always awesome. Yep.
I remember the first year, you were one of the first groups to
they
come
were.
In.
Half,
little kids had, all the kids. The little kids had money. They were little kids then.
Yeah. Yep.
Olivia was only 6 feet tall then.
Coach, let's get him tomorrow night, buddy. Yep. We'll see you up there.
Good luck, buddy.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it, guys.
Later, bud. Brian Hatch, head coach of the Lady Indians at Fort Recovery.
You betcha.
We're going to take a break. Come right back. Talk Urban Meyer. Bubba and Fee. Presented by
the Wayne Street Market.
Have you tried the new smoked meats at Wayne Street Market? Stop in and check them out. They have their delicious oversized smoked chicken leg quarters every day, and you might find some smoked brisket or ribs and more. Just stop by the deli and pick out what you want, add a couple of sides, and you're ready to go. Or you can eat right there in the Wayne Cafe. They have great meals ready to go, or call 48 hours ahead for larger amounts of roasted chicken, wings, ribs, brisket, and more. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, stop in and get a great hot meal at Wayne Street Market, or choose their soup and salad bar. And don't forget Tenderloin Tuesdays, when you can get their giant tenderloin sandwich hot and ready to go for only $2.69. Wayne Street Market, call them at 375-2865 and get your holiday goodies reserved now. Looking for great food fast? Call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them do the cooking. You want wings, but the kids want pizza? No problem. Everybody can get what they want. Wings, pizza, great sandwiches, subs, fried goodies. Just call them, then drive through and pick it up. And it's time to reserve your space for your Christmas get-together. Just call Corey or Jared now and get your party booked. And be sure to stop out on Friday at noon for their pizza and wing buffet. Great food and lots of fun at Miracle Lanes. Stop out or call them at 375-4274.
Towers Welding and Steel in Fort Recovery has 35 years of business experience with over 150 years of welding experience. From lawnmowers to semis, bring it to Vores, where Steve can send a mobile rig to you. If it can be welded, Vores Welding and Steel can do it. Need something made and fabricated? It's their specialty. Call Renee today at 419-375-4087. Vores Welding and Steel, 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, or call Steve for a quick quote at 419-375-4087.
Friends of the Fort Recovery Library would like to invite the public to view the 14th Annual Fort Festival of Trees December 3rd through December 29th, 2018. Each year, businesses, organizations, and individuals decorate Christmas trees or wreaths to be displayed at the library. Listening to Christmas music while viewing the trees, visitors vote for their favorite entry to see who will win the People's Choice Award. The entry with the most votes wins the title of People's Choice Award, and the name gets engraved on a plaque that remains at the library. This beloved family tradition is enjoyed by patrons of all ages. Stop by to see our beautiful display beginning December 3rd during regular library hours.
Welcome back, Sports Talk, with my good friend, Mr. Harold Feely.
Hello, Bobby.
First of all, we want to congratulate.
Who we congratulate?
Ambassador Park.
Yes.
Poll of the year.
Poll of the year.
NAPT.
NTBA.
NTRB.
NVRBD.
And in the Lucas Oil Series.
They got double polls of the year.
Yep.
We're good.
Yep, we're great.
We know what we're doing.
Each of the polls this year was Poll of the Year in their respective
So I wonder what they based that off of. It just there was great racing that night.
I would say that
the drivers vote.
I would say that
yeah, like drivers probably, and maybe officials, but yeah. The drivers outnumber the officials.
I wonder how that was
10-1, but yeah.
I mean, you know,
it's like somebody goes to every one of them things and says, by far, Fort Recovery was the greatest poll this year,
or they just keep rotating it.
Or rotated each year, somebody.
And we seem to get that somewhat regularly with the NTPA.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Curtis, this year was the first time we've done the Lucas Oil thing.
That's been on TV. I watched it.
Yep. Yep.
That's good.
Fort Recovery on TV.
We're booming.
They always do a, they always like when they go to commercial and come back, they have the video of the town.
Oh, yeah.
They talk about Fort Recovery. It's really cool. They got the buildings and
what's that on?
RFD TV.
Oh,
RFD. Mayberry RFD.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. But you see Wabash. You ain't got Wabash, do you?
No.
Wabash sent a thing out. I'm in a rage.
What happened?
They're in negotiations with NBC, or they're taking all the NBC networks off by the first year.
Ooh.
If they can't get the contract figured out.
Get them done.
Golf Channel.
Is that on there?
Yeah.
Ooh.
NBC. I'll drop them.
Well, NBC, on there. From what I, without doing a lot of research, but NBC, with some of the other ones that I've heard on some various news things, when their contract comes up with them, they are asking outrageous amounts of money. So if we do get it, our rates will absolutely go up.
Mm. It can't go any higher.
Well, that's kind of what I thought of.
It is unbelievable.
When originally started, I was at about $50, and now it's $150.
If my dad seen my cable bill, he'd kill me.
Yeah, he'd hit you right over there.
Well, I guess you could now go get rabbit ears. When I went to cable, I would have been happy with still running my antenna.
Yep. I don't watch much TV.
That's what I mean. There's only certain channels.
Yeah.
But the problem is the ones you want are...
Every one of them's got it. They're so smart.
Yeah. They ain't stupid. Yeah.
They always put one good channel in each one of them damn things.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then my wife watches this, some stupid show.
Which one?
I don't know, but it's on Stars.
Ooh.
It's a cowboy with hot guys, and she gets all,
happy.
So I got to get Stars package, which is $8.95 a month.
Stars, that's movies.
Yeah. And this is what it's, they got regular shows on it.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, and then they got, well, I bet that $100 that's her. I guarantee it's her.
It's based on the number of full polls.
Don Kemp coming through with
the commish. He's also the commish of Tractor Pole. You didn't know that, did you?
He is?
Yeah, he's commish.
He can do anything.
Yeah.
Except make sense.
Such a moron. No, but I just, I, you know, I get that. What about Darren? What do you pay for your cable? For oh, he's on. He gets. He got Dish or something, right?
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
Well, I'm sure the league pays for his.
Yeah,
pays for his TV.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they pay for all that
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, they lavish stuff yeah, on him.
Absolutely.
Which reminds me, I'm sure you guys saw Facebook and the other things where Digger Don.
Yep.
Chased down where his yeah. great grandfather was buried.
And that was awesome.
Got a headstone. That is yeah. awesome. That's more than awesome.
He's just a that pretty is good a, old boy.
That is a great thing.
But we got to tell you, since he's listening, mm-hmm. is yesterday's freshman game, Monday night's freshman game.
Classic.
The biggest classic of all time. We got Culver T for slamming a ball down. And we got four
intentional
fouls called when we're fouling down six at the end of the game. And one he called on his nephew. The nicest kid.
I can't be any nicer.
To ever come out of Fort Kirby schools is this little freshman boy, this little kid. And here he comes with big arms of clenched side.
Don Kemper was doing this?
No.
Oh.
Somebody else.
Oh, okay. Okay, I was thinking
four of them.
It's classic.
I hope they learned their lesson.
And the fans were fired up.
Oh, they were fun.
I mean, it's worth it. They should charge $5.
It is. It's classic.
It is. Do we it's charge awesome. For the freshman game anymore?
Nope.
No?
Nope. Free of charge.
Kurt Rammel's about out.
Kurt's down to days. That stinks.
A week. I think the 12th is his last day.
12th says he's got 1 week, and he's gone. We lost our athletic director.
Yeah.
We got Connor. Connor, he can do anything.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he can, but he doesn't have time, but yeah.
What?
Come on.
Yeah. Come on.
He has a real job, like, you know.
Got a kid.
Yeah, got a real job and a kid, so.
There you go.
Can't just live
Connor.
At home.
Connor.
Connor. Connor.
Can't live at home with mom and dad and just work for.
Who? A.D.
Work Connor. For A.D. money.
ADs make like 80 grand.
I was going to say.
In some places, yeah.
60 to 80.
I'm just pretty sure our AD doesn't make that much.
You think I could do it?
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Huh?
Yeah.
We have no officials there. The team wouldn't show up.
Hey, you'd have a great
sure
assistant,
Bob. It can't be that hard.
Well, there's a lot of stuff that happens. There's a lot of stuff that happens.
Like when the rubber falls off the backboard?
Yeah. Yep.
What's the chance of that? Well, our athletic director's gone.
And the Buckeyes are on. We want to get out of there. Come on, let's get this. We're done. The game's over.
So a guy goes up and kind of grabbed it a little bit. He slapped the backboard and pulled his hand down.
Petey went in to dunk it.
Went in to dunk it.
And the guy come in and hit it. And next thing you know, it's dangling to the floor.
Dangling. Yeah. And we got the duct tape out.
And we duct taped the damn thing
and
up.
And the duct tape fell off.
Kevin Will, MVP.
He was champ. He got us in. We get to watch the Buckeyes.
They brought... Strip tie or them ties.
Zip ties.
Zip ties.
Now, what the hell are they going to do with those?
Well, if there was a hole, they could have done
should have duct taped all the way around the whole back.
They should have.
That would have been classic.
And then take a picture of it and send it in.
So we're dying to watch the Buckeyes, and next thing you know,
the backboard falls off,
and our athletic director is gone. Where is he at?
I don't know where he's at.
Family stuff.
Up Michigan?
I'm not sure. Might have been. I don't know.
You only got 1 week left. Come on. Give us
a week. Yeah, but he doesn't get to decide when family things go on, I don't think. Maybe he does.
Probably don't.
I'm pretty sure he doesn't.
Like if my wife, I have no say in whatever happens when it comes to that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nope.
Wouldn't you love to be able to just say, no, you got the greatest life.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, just do whatever you want.
Or whatever I have to. You have it great because you got somebody that can take care of all your house and everything like that. I get to do all that myself.
What did you cut a tree down?
What's that?
You cut a tree down or something?
Did I cut a tree?
There's a bunch of lumber in front of your house.
Oh, there should have been on Monday, maybe.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
A limb fell.
You lost one?
Yeah.
Down she goes.
You see, Cliffy Wendell's in a rage. Cliffy and his wife is.
Wife's in a rage. Killed her.
How can he not be eligible for the lighting contest?
Because he's on the
town council. That's stupid.
Okay, well then, go make the rules.
His house looks nice. Cliffy?
Does look good.
What about Ross?
Ross sucks.
Not too bad. Looks good.
Actually, Ross I haven't been by either one of them when, with the lights on.
How about Bob's? I'll tell you, ain't winning Cody Feely.
Cody's got a Grinch up.
No, it's on the ground all the time.
Yeah, it's a little flat.
It's a grunt. It's drunk, laying in the front yard.
He's a little tired.
Drunk Grinch.
He's a tired Grinch.
How about Chuck Rohr's? Courtney's, actually. Chuck put it up. It's Courtney's
Oh, yeah, stuff. They look good. Got a lot of candy canes.
A lot of stuff out there. Yep.
Who does?
Chuck and Courtney.
No, the best house is Ashley and Marcus.
That's a classic.
So I don't know where she lives. So
I can't
right
sleep
across from Coach Al.
Oh, okay.
Right down from him.
Right down from him? The it's glow off the back of their house. I can't sleep at night.
Really?
It's unbelievable.
It's like...
It's tremendous.
I bet Digger don't have one Christmas light up.
Nope. Zero.
He doesn't even care about Christmas. I do. How about Urban Meyer?
Urban, that hurts.
It does hurt. I don't like to toot my own horn. I'm not about that, Neil.
Toot? Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
Did you see my tweet the night before?
Nope.
You didn't see it?
Mm-mm.
Two things for sure is going to happen. Urban is going to resign after the Rose Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And Dermonte Jones will not play in the Rose Bowl.
They both
He'll set out. And the next day, Urban retires.
And Dermonte's out, too?
I haven't heard anything on him yet.
Probably.
And what I'm saying is...
Digger's got 16 bulbs out.
He ain't winning.
Hey, that's 16 more than Big Feet's
got. What about right you? Now. Are you a bah humbug
tired,
or what?
I'm tired.
Excuse me?
I got a big tree out front. Somebody wants to decorate her.
You do have a great... You got to like that.
In fact, we should just have the whole town stand around it and sing.
You want to?
Christmas carols. That'd be awesome. Like Charlie Brown.
Oh, I love Charlie Brown.
I think it'd be perfect.
You're not allowed to watch Rudolph anymore or something. Which one did they take off?
I don't know why.
The liberals are going crazy. Oh, no. I know what it is. You can't sing Silver Bells or
Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Yeah, what? Are you kidding me?
Why is that?
Because it's
I love
it's
Baby,
about
It's Cold Outside.
It's guy, what's in that drink? They think it's a roofie.
So, that's on there?
Yeah, that's one of the things. And no means no, so she keeps saying no.
Baby, it's cold.
Didn't you and Jody sing that once?
Nope. I told Carly I'd sing it with her, though.
Carly.
Mm-hmm. Carly sang it with Karen Meyer, first Christmas show.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, I thought somebody did, but I couldn't remember. Remember who it was. But
so I got to tell this story, okay?
All right. Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to embarrass her.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to tell it.
Let her rip.
Okay. Monday night, we don't have anything for the kids, grandkids. So, they like to eat donuts, orange juice.
Yep.
I go to Dollar General. Mm-hmm. It's like 9 o'clock. No, it's like 8 o'clock. Go to Dollar General, and I get about 10 things.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm up there, and the place is, it's packed. It's always packed. It's unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't have my billfold.
Oops.
I said, so, you shoplifted.
No, so I told you I lay up here. It's in my car, right back. Mm-hmm. It's not in my car.
It's not in the car.
My checkbook is.
Mm-hmm.
So I go in there. She goes, I said, can I write a check? She goes, yeah. You got your driver's license? No. If I have my driver's license, I have my billfold.
I have my wallet.
I said, I'll come back and pay for it. The lady behind me, I'm going to give her name out.
No way.
Livia Winning.
She didn't pay it.
She goes, I'll get it. I said, no. I'll go get it. I said, just God love you, but it's no big deal. I can run home. No
two
big
blocks
deal.
Away.
Yeah. So I get in my car, come back. She paid for it.
She's sweetheart.
It just, you know what? It just
Christmas.
It's like it got me teary eyed.
Yep.
Because people do that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she didn't. She's got her little kids with her. And I don't know how much
probably
it was.
Probably wanted you to get the hell out of the way.
She did. I'm not saying that.
Here, I'll pay his bill. Get him out of my way so I can get out of here.
So I'm getting my stuff and I'm thinking, yuck. This town is loaded with unbelievable people.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay. Yep. And here's this lady who's got her kids. She's got, I don't know, she's got kids in school yet. Probably getting close. I don't know.
Probably getting there.
And she bought my Dollar General stuff. So I go home and I'm, you know, I'm like, you know, I'm kind of like, I'd love her, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I text Ashley and I said, Ashley, you got Olivia Winning's phone number. And she said, yep, what's going on? I said, well, I told her what happened. Yeah. She goes, Olivia Winning's the sweetest person in the world.
She is.
And she goes, and then Ashley didn't want to give me the number because she didn't want me. She goes, no, because, you know, I know she's thinking, Liv, you don't want to. She don't want to. So she does send it to me, and I sent her a text, and I said, thank you very much, but how much is it? I'll Merry Christmas. She goes, buy me a beer sometime. Now, I'm just one of those guys who.
That's awesome.
So you made the house payment for him.
Well, it's just one of those things, you know?
Yep.
God love her. She didn't have to do that stuff. And
so you mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of funny because this week I go to the shower every day and get coffee.
Right.
So I go to the shower and the girl says, this one's free. And I was like, so who got it?
Yeah.
Ashley Stogler. She bought like four people. Next four people get them a free coffee.
So she just gave him
some money and said, next, I was one of them.
Really? Ashley,
you're the best.
That's what we're going to do.
Hastings is going to do that with oil changes.
No.
Yep.
No.
We're going to go in there and give them $100.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm in.
I'm paying it forward because it got done to me.
Yep.
And it got done to you.
Yep.
So this week I challenge you.
All right.
Mm-hmm. We're going to pay it forward, somebody. Mm-hmm. Okay. I don't care who.
Yep.
Challenge is on. Me and you are going to pay it forward, somebody.
We'll get somebody.
Okay. Might be like Spencey.
Yep.
Might be Homer Stouter.
Yep. I hope you're doing it at the Wayne Street Market.
We don't know.
Hey, I hope you do it at the Wayne Street Market. I'm getting a ham.
There you go.
Ooh, there you go.
But we got it done to us this week, and we're going to do it to somebody this week.
Yep.
We're going to pay it forward.
I like it.
Yep.
Spencey, we're going to be right back. Bub Sports Talk, Bub and Fee.
Klingtern & Sons Trucking Incorporated is a family-owned and operated business in Burkittsville. They have over 50 years of experience, and they pride themselves on their commitment to punctual transportation and exceptional customer service. They offer local and long-haul transportation. They have dump trucks, stone slingers, flatbeds, vans, and refrigerated trailers. They have great employment opportunities as well. Visit their website at klingternandsons.com or call them at 937-338-5000. Call Klingtern & Sons Trucking for all your transportation needs.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Casserole Thursday, and on Friday you can choose from our soup and salad bar or our famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented with our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Are you looking to ease the daily grind in your livestock feeding operation? Artsway Specialized Agriculture Equipment is here to help. With either hammer mill or roller mill action, our portable grinder mixers are the feed industry's gold standard. Rugged, reliable, and easily configurable to your specific feeding needs, Artsway grinder mixers are available all the way up to 165 bushel tank size, the largest on the market. For superioration without a lot of fuss, grind it Artsway.
All the senior citizens in the area are invited to a senior citizens holiday breakfast at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, December 12th at the high school commons. There will be limited space, so reservations are required by calling 375-4139, extension 500, before December 10th. Besides the breakfast, the high school band and chorus will be there to provide entertainment, and there will also be tours of the school buildings. So call 375-4139, extension 500, before December 10th, and make your reservations for the Senior Citizens Holiday Breakfast on Wednesday, December 12th.
Hey, we're back here, Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee. Fee, we lost to Urban Meyer.
Yes, we did.
He announced his retirement yesterday.
Yeah. Said he's done.
Yep, Urban said he's done.
Oh, no way.
No, he'll be back. He's 54. He ain't done.
Yeah,
depends on a lot on what that cyst deal. If they can get that reduced,
he's not going anywhere.
Massive headache.
He's going to be coaching somewhere. He's 54. Well, what's he going to do? Coaches are egomaniacs.
Yep. And according to one of my cousin's posts, he's a man of poor moral character, and nobody should ever hire him.
All right.
That's good.
Yeah. Who said that?
One of my cousins on a post, and I blew up.
Did you go nuts?
Yeah.
So here's one for you. Chris Carter today comes out and says that he has been told that Jim Harbaugh is wanting out of Michigan for an NFL job, and that his two desired jobs is the Packers and Browns. Harbaugh. Could you imagine if Jim Harbaugh would get the Browns job?
Oh my God.
He would go from being the most hated human being.
Hated guy in Ohio to the most loved guy.
Yeah.
Well, for at least two games till they start losing again. Yeah. Then they'd hate him even more.
It's unbelievable. Ohio State has lost a couple recruits for this, but I think they knew. I mean, you know that's going to happen.
Yeah,
but,
lose some.
But I like it. I think Ryan Day's done a great job. I think it's a perfect fit for Ohio State.
I think he's a good coach.
And like Urban,
recruiting is going to be the big thing, I think.
And like Urban said, Ohio State recruits itself most of the time.
Yeah.
But
them guys that come from Florida and California.
Urban Meyer, you said Urban. Nobody recruits like Urban Meyer.
No.
Nick Saban's the only one.
Saban's the only one.
Maybe dad.
And if he wasn't in the South, I'm not sure he would.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
It's easy to recruit in the South because you don't have to play when it gets really, really cold.
So, Sophie, as we wrap up Sports Talk tonight, mm-hmm. I want you to do something when you go home.
What are we doing?
I want you to go watch the George Bush
thing today.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit of it.
Did you? Did you see George W.?
No.
His eulogy?
But I did see they said it got kind of teary-eyed.
Oh, it was tremendous.
Good?
Yeah. Said my dad had two gears, mm-hmm. full throttle and sleep. That's it. the whole thing was great. I loved it. I thought it was, and nobody does it like.
We take care of our old presidents.
We do. And there's all there. All of them was there.
They always seem to be
and
there.
And another thing but with him is that even the extremely liberal people that I get Facebook things from were all saying really good things about the guy.
Yeah, I don't put anything. I could care less about politics on something like this. And
no, he's a good guy.
Absolutely, And,
yep. Yes, he was. That's
a good old boy.
Yeah, you can't say that he wasn't a really good person. Mm-mm.
Browns quarterback Baker Mayfield says, "I cannot believe how good I feel."
How good he feels?
Yeah.
Oh, said, he's broken like tonight.
He hasn't got sacked in three straight games.
I know. Either the offensive line's tremendous, although he's really good.
He is.
He steps at the right spots, it seems like. I mean, I think that's kind of a knack. That's kind of what Brady does. That's what the big boys do.
He didn't have too good a first half there.
No, he couldn't.
It's expected. They're playing for George W., first of all.
Yeah.
They're playing for 41.
They're fired up. Yeah.
They're not going to let Baker. And Baker made a couple bad decisions, but yeah, I don't know. Hell.
Yeah. Great second half.
He did. He's got a cannon, too.
He's got a rifle. That's probably his problem. He tries to sneak things in that are a little tight.
Why not? We're 4-0.
But exactly.
Then
we got 4 wins.
4 wins?
4-7.
4-7-1. Something like that.
After what he did to the Buckeyes last year, I thought, I like this guy. I didn't much care for him putting the flag in
the flag.
But
I kind of liked it.
He's a little, ballsy. He's a little cocky.
Yeah. Kind of like Digger.
Yeah, about to say.
Digger's always been kind of cocky.
Yeah, a little bit.
Arrogant ref.
Yeah.
I didn't think so.
Digger?
Well, okay.
Yeah, I think so.
I probably figure he wasn't arrogant because I don't think he ever made a bad call.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, killing me, bro.
I can't think of any, but.
Who we got on tomorrow night? Who's doing the game?
Let's see. Girls. We are simulcasting WPGW.
WPGW. Now, is that Rob or is that?
I'm not sure yet. I'm not sure yet. This is their first Fort Recovery game.
Let me tell you something.
So, probably Rob.
You're wrong, either one.
I'm going to tell you something.
Well, no. Here, Jeffrey O.
Nope.
Our JV girls team. Googsy's daughter and that Rammel girl.
Yeah.
They are big.
They're big.
Yes. And strong. Yep. And smart.
They got some talent coming out.
Oh, yes.
I agree.
I mean, I don't know how many games they're going to win because they're young. They're going to, they're going to run into juniors on the JVs. But
they're basically all freshmen.
Yeah.
Except when Macy Day comes in for a quarter or so.
Yeah.
Macy Day is tremendous Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Yes, she was. She was awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. Get her some playing time.
Plus, she's a great
player. And I'd bring down Donnie's daughter.
Yeah, get her more playing
time. Yeah, let her play down
get some more playing time.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep, that's not a bad
idea. Or play her on the varsity.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we don't want her sitting.
Nope, I agree with you.
Nope. And she's a force.
I agree. Plus, Ferksy's got sixth graders. Them are going to be pretty good, too, I think.
Yeah.
I agree with you. We know we got
some good ones in there.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, I like what I see coming and what we have for girls and boys. I don't see any dark spots anywhere.
Our boys team could win. They could be good.
Yeah.
They're going to be fun to watch.
They're going to be fun to watch.
Oh, yeah. Especially if
we're going to lose a few here.
If we get to run like we have been, we're going to be fun to watch.
I agree.
Yep.
I like that up-tempo. Good stuff.
Big weekend, boys. Big lot of basketball. Thursday, Versailles Tigers.
Yep.
Girls action here at the fort.
Friday,
we're going down to Versailles.
Yep. Bring it on.
Yep.
Saturday.
Going to watch OG here. Girls
at noon.
And then we go over to Jay County.
So we got a team that went to state last year, Friday night. Then we got a team that went to state Saturday. Nice scheduling.
For sales boys go to state last year?
Arnold's.
No, I think
they got beat in regionals, didn't they?
I think it was regionals.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They beat on Sunday or something.
Regional final or something.
Yeah, I believe you're right. I think there was some weird time there.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And then Jay County. Patriots on Saturday.
I like going over there.
How do you do?
Yep. First of all, our fans are complete lunatics.
I forgot to email Rob to get me their promo, but there's a chicken and noodle dinner before the
chicken and noodle.
We're talking about somewhere to eat. We might get some chicken and noodle
dinner at the in the Commons.
Chicken.
I think it's starting at 4:30 or 5, something like that.
Yep.
Sounds good.
Yep.
Thank everybody for listening. Thank Coach Bayshore, Coach Patch.
Calling in.
Mr. Feely?
Let's get her.
Let's do her, buddy.
Let's get a few wins here this week.
I'm with you. Sports Talk, Bubba and Fee.
See you next Wednesday.
All right.
Pre-sale tickets for Saturday's home basketball game with Delphus Jefferson will be sold tomorrow from 7:45 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. in the middle school office, then from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office. On Friday, tickets will be available from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the high school office. Pre-sale tickets are only $4 for students and $6 for adults. All tickets at the door for both adults and students will be $7. And there are still some season tickets available if you want to get tickets now for all the home basketball games with reserve seats for the boys' home games.
Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee, broadcasting live from the Miracle Lane Studios in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio. Sports Talk with Bubba and Fee was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of this radio station. FortRecoveryRadio.com is the home of the Fort Recovery Indians.